Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In just a few moments, we're going to read how Haggai and Zechariah encouraged the children of Israel to go ahead and complete the rebuilding of the temple that they had begun. They had met with much opposition and discouragement in building this temple and had let the work grow lax, but they were going to rebuild. Be a student in this class. You may want to take your class book, the Bible, and turn to Ezra chapter 6, where in just a moment we'll read verses 14 and 15, and then turn to Elam's notes on this Sunday school lesson. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible open, follow with me, and if not, listen well. Ezra chapter 6. Verses 14 and 15. And the elders of the Jews builded and prospered through the prophesyings of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the decree of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which is the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. In Elam's notes for a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of June 15, 1924, we read that Ezra chapters 5 and 6 relate that the prophets Haggai and Zechariah taught and encouraged the Jews to return to the work of building the temple until it was completed. Cyrus reigned until B.C. 529, 6 years after the work of rebuilding the temple began. Cyrus was succeeded by his son Cambyses, he's the Ahasuerus of chapters 4 and 6, who reigned until B.C. 522. That's 522 years before the coming of Christ. Artaxerxes, the usurper, succeeded Cambyses and reigned only 8 months and was succeeded in B.C. 521 by Darius Histampanes. It is thought by some that Xerxes and Artaxerxes were titles assumed by Persian kings and may not have been their real names. In the second year of the reign of Darius, Haggai and Zechariah prophesied to encourage the Jews to resume work on the house of God. This was B.C. 519. And you can read the prophecies of Haggai and Zechariah, and it shows that the time had come to rebuild the Word of God, that it was wrong to dwell in sealed houses while the house of God was waste, that God had sent the drought because his house had not been completed, that God would be with them since they had resolved to resume work. But while this house seemed as nothing, it should be more glorious than the former one, and God, who rules over all, would crown their work with success. The result was that the Jews went to work in the face of all opposition. Tatinia was governor of the country at this time. He, Shethar Bozniah, some officer of rank, and his companions first asked the elders who were working by the prophecies of Haggai and Zechariah and under God's care, therefore, who gave them a decree to build the temple and finish the wall around the city. These elders made a courteous, humble, and straightforward answer and confession of the sins of their people, stating that Cyrus had made the decree to build the house of God and to place it in it the vessels Nebuchadnezzar had carried out of the temple of Solomon to Babylon. Then upon that decree, Sheshbazzar had come and laid the foundation of the house of God. But since that time, until the time of this inquiry, the house had been in building and was not yet complete. Without prejudice or malice, Tatinia and Shether Bozeniae wrote these facts to Darius, asking if Cyrus had made such a decree, and requesting the king's pleasure concerning the matter. Upon investigation, Darius found that Cyrus had made this decree, giving the dimensions of the house and ordering that the expense be paid out of the king's treasury, and the vessels mentioned above be returned. Therefore, Darius returned answer, favoring the work of the Jews, and ordering Tatinia and Shethar Bozeniae and his companions not only to not hinder them, but assist them financially in the work, also that such things as they should need for sacrifices and offerings be given to them, and that they be requested to pray for the life of the king and his sons. Tatinia and those who were with him joined heartily in carrying out these directions of King Darius. Therefore, in the sixth year of the reign of Darius, the house of God was finished 70 years after it had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, and 20 years after the return of the first Jews from Babylon. Now that brings this Sunday school lesson to a close, but like many of these Sunday school lessons, there's a little poem or a rhyme at the end of them, and I would like to read this rhyme to you at this time. It says, They whose hearts are whole and strong, loving holiness, live clean from soil of wrong, wearing truth's white dress. They go into no far-off height, wearily need climb. Heaven to them is close in sight from these shores of time. Only the anointed eye sees in common things gleams dropped daily from the sky, heavenly blossomings. To the hearts where light has birth, nothing can be dearer, budding through the bloom of earth. Heaven is always near. That was a little rhyme by Lucy Larcom. And on the opposite page now, we go to the next Sunday school lesson in this series, and the last in this series of the history that we find in the Old Testament. It has to do with the reforms that took place under Ezra and Nehemiah. The lesson text is Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, and verses 8 through 12. And I'll read that at this time. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the broad place that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses which Jehovah had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly. Both men and women and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the broad place that was before the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and of those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Now skipping down to Ezra chapter 8 and verse 8. And they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and they gave the sense, so that they understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was governor, and Ezra the priest and the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto Jehovah your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye grieved, for the joy of Jehovah is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, to drink, and to send portions, and to make mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 119 and verse 33. Teach me, O Jehovah, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. The devotional reading is from the 119th Psalm, beginning in verse 97 and going through verse 104. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thy commandments make me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might observe thy word. I have not turned aside from thine ordinances, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. There is a section in this old Sunday school lesson called Helps and Hints for the Teachers. It says, by studying the chapters designated, we learn of the work of Ezra and Nehemiah, who they were, their deep convictions and determinations, their struggles against Jews' enemies, their faith and prayers, and their victories by the power of God. These studies are most helpful. The subject of this lesson should impress upon us most seriously that the wall was finished on the 25th day of the Jewish month. Eulah, the sixth month of the Jewish year, or about the last or middle of our September. When this work was completed, Nehemiah made his brothers Hanani and Hananiah rulers over Jerusalem. He also instituted the examination into the genealogies recorded in chapter 7 of Nehemiah. Every one city was determined by the register, and priests, Levites, and all Israel were settled each in their own city. The wall having been finished, the temple having been put in order, all things were now ready for the restoration of the true worship of God. Ezra was joined by Nehemiah in this great work. The time was favorable, because the people desired to hear the word of God. And we read in the New Testament, Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's look at our text verse by verse about how the law was read and explained. In Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1 we read, All the people gathered themselves together as one man unto the broad place that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Jehovah had commanded Israel. On the first day of the Jewish year, it's all the people, the men, the women, and the children old enough to understand the law of God, gathered themselves as one man before the water gate and requested Ezra to read to them the law of God. The water gate was on the eastern side of the city and led to the brook Kindron. And the broad place before this gate was a public square south of the temple. And it was according to the request of the people that Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, as this was stated on the first day of the seventh month. We're going to pick up our studies at this portion in our next class. Mark in your Bible to Nehemiah chapter 8.